I walked out to the balcony and I put my hands together, and there was a woman on the trip, her name was Pat Egan, who was taking photographs everywhere, and she took a photograph of me with my hands together in a moment of prayer, giving thanks to Francesco, the man for whom San Francisco was named, St. Francis. And she snapped that picture and it became the cover of this book, Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. And a miracle had taken place. And you know why? Because I've always been open to the idea of miracles, of spontaneous healings, of the capacity for anything to happen, because the law that has allowed any miracle to ever take place since the beginning of time is still on the books. And if it can happen for anyone, it can happen to anyone. As Michelangelo put it, one of the people who had an open mind, the greater danger is not that our hopes are too high and we fail to reach them. It's that they are too low and we do. And having high hopes isn't just a song that Frank Sinatra sang with a bunch of little kiddies. Anyone watch that Ant Can't? Remember that? Make a rubber cheap plant, cause he's got what? High hopes. He's got high hopes. I love that. And all the little kids giggling in the background and so on. You remember that recording? Just recapitulate. Frank Sinatra. Frank. Left to right. A mind that is open to everything says that the same force that has allowed anything to ever take place is in me. And if it has ever happened for any human being, it has the potential for happening to me. I can't tell you how many people told me when I was a little boy how absurd it was to believe that I would someday be famous. And how people just would say, "Oh, Wayne, come on, get a grip. Those kinds of things don't happen to you," and so on. And that I would be able to write, and that I would be able to create the kind of the energy to have books appear on bestseller lists and to be able to attract. And still to this day, when I feel something internally about what I would like to be able to do, no matter how absurd, no matter how silly, whatever it might be, I had a vision always of going to Machu Picchu and being at that particular place in the Andes that I had read about, which wasn't discovered until 1911 by the West, and was and I remember standing when I got to the top of Machu Picchu and standing at that mountain peak in the Andes and feeling the incredible power of that. I had taken four of my teenage daughters with me on that particular trip, and they were complaining and finding fault and bitching and moaning about everything. And I don't like this, and I'm the altitude is that. And every place we went, they were upset and they didn't like that. And oh, I want to go with my friends, and I don't care, use my cell phone. You know, they don't have any. This doesn't work and that doesn't work. And we got to Machu Picchu and they were completely different people. They were in a different energy field altogether. And they became loving and sweet, and they didn't want to leave, and they wanted to go out and meditate, and I want to go back there with them all the time now. They remember Machu Picchu, and they had a collection of those little, what do they call them, beanie babies? Yeah, they had about 300 of these things. We had put them in a big garbage plastic bag and taken them with us to Machu Picchu, and they were hoarding them, and they were upset that we were going to, you know, that we might be giving them away, because we said there's little children there who've never seen such things. They started, you know, "Dad, here, let's give one to this one over here. Oh, look at that little guy over there. Let's give him one. Oh, let's give that little girl." They became generous and kind and sweet, and not that they aren't always, but everything changed. And it's what I'm suggesting here. In this opening principle, is a mind that is open to everything and attached nowhere, is a mind that says, I'm listening. I'm listening. Yeah, that's a possibility. Yeah, I'll consider that. Whatever it might be, no matter how absurd, no matter how ridiculous it might sound to you, I'm listening. I have the power to be able to do the things in a spiritual sense, that I have been trained to believe are impossible for me. Things like synchronicity, into which I can find myself connected, that there's a collaboration I can have with fate, that I can make conscious contact with God, that I can access and negotiate the presence of an intelligence and an energy that I never considered was possible for me,